Hi, everyone. I'm Whitney, and my co-host Joe is actually sadly not here with us tonight. He is sick, so he is upstairs sleeping, so it's just going to be me tonight. But I'm really excited to be here with you guys. We have a really, really great episode that's going to be going tonight, so I'm ready for it. But first, we need to talk about next week's episode. If you are new to our podcast, basically what happens here is there's four stories that we talk about. They're crazy stories we find on the internet. We discuss them. We talk about all the drama and what we would do if they're the asshole, all the things. And one of the four stories is fake, generated by ChatGPT. And you guys have to guess which one is fake. We don't air which one was the fake episode until the next week's episode. So this week we're airing which one was the fake episode from last week. So if you have not listened to last week's episode, stop now. Go listen to Mother-in-Law from Hell episode. For those that have seen Mother-in-Law from Hell episode, stay and let's get on with this. So here we go. So the four stories from last week's episode, Mother-in-Law from Hell, was: my monster-in-law used our miscarriage to make herself the victim. Fiance thinks I'm overreacting. Story number two: my mother-in-law surprised us by painting our kitchen while house sitting. Now she's furious we hate it. Story number three: tried to call herself mama while talking to my baby. And story number four: my mother-in-law has finally fully shown her true colors. The fake story was: my mother-in-law surprised us by painting our kitchen while house sitting. Now she's furious we hate it. Oh, I am so thankful that one was the fake, because I would lose my crap if I had just like renovated my kitchen the way I liked it, painted the cabinets, and then I come home from our anniversary trip and the cabinets are painted, the kitchen's renovated, there's new backsplash, there's an ugly painting on the wall. Like, I would die. That would be terrible. So that is the fake story. So no more anxiety on that story. But get ready, because there might be some anxiety with this story, or this episode, I should say. It's going to get wild. Internet frenzy. Electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits, we're blending. One click, no pretending. This week's episode is When Instinct Saved Me. So these are stories where trusting a gut feeling meant survival. These are good. So we're going to start off with the first story. We're going to get right into it. Are you ready? So this is titled Random Voice May Have Saved My Life. And this is on R Unexplained. 25F from Australia here. Something happened 10 years ago and I still can't explain it. I walked home from school every day, same route for 3 years. It was a 2-hour walk. My only parent did night shift, so she had to sleep, and I was too poor to afford the bus. A street I walked down was a very busy road, 4 lanes of traffic on each side, and there was a grass strip in the middle separating them, and this road was busy because of parents picking up their kids from school and parents finishing work, so the only way to cross this road is to walk 3 minutes up the road to a crosswalk. I walked home with my friend every day. We lived close, and this girl was my best friend. We basically lived with each other. Okay, now to the unexplainable thing. When walking this street, my brain just started yelling at me, cross the road now. After a minute, I couldn't stand it and decided to cross the road. My friend was really confused and tried to stop me because of how weird the situation was. There was no way I was getting across 4 lanes of traffic and then another 4 lanes. She was in a rush that day, so she eventually had to keep walking without me. It took me 10 minutes of waiting to cross the first 4 lanes and about another 10 for the next 4 lanes. Now I was across this busy road and now walking by myself, which I haven't done in a while. I can't see my friend on the other side of the road because the grass strip in between the 8-lane road had trees on it, and she would have been way ahead of me, 20 minutes ahead. Me and my friend reached the crosswalk at the same time on opposite sides, so she must have stopped at the petrol station for a snack, which we sometimes did. But her taking 20 minutes to get a snack in the station is just one little unexplainable thing I couldn't and wouldn't ever figure out, especially because she was in a rush. Which made us arrive at the crosswalk at the same time the light to cross goes green. So she steps onto the road and a car ran a red light and hit her. It hit her from the left, the side I always walk on when I'm with her. She had horrible injuries and it looked like she wouldn't survive. Her leg was torn in half, kind of like a dress with a slit, from mid-calf up to her hip. Adults jump out of the cars and help close down 4 lanes of the 8 and tend to her. I was taken away to sit down on the curb until I could get picked up. Mom was asleep, so she couldn't answer the phone, so I was there until police showed and drove me home. My friend survived. She had a million stitches and it took her years to fully walk again. And she doesn't remember the accident. I can't figure out why a sudden voice in my head wouldn't let this idea go. I had a fear of crossing roads. I would never cross a busy one ever. My friend getting the same place as me, but she should have been 20 minutes or more ahead of me, even if she did stop into the gas station for a snack, unless she ran into someone and chatted. I've never had a gut feeling. Didn't feel a sense of danger, but this voice was demanding I cross the road. I can't explain what happened that day, and I don't want to imagine what might have happened if I didn't cross the road. She was hit from the left. It's my side when walking with her. Would I have been hurt, killed? Would nothing have happened if I went to wherever she went in those 20 minutes? That's crazy. I feel like I can relate to, like, to an extent on these experiences. Like, there's times where I do have that, like, feeling or thought come in my mind and it just, like, will not leave. And it, like, freaks me out to where I have to listen to my gut. Like, I have to listen to whatever's telling me that you need to do X, Y, and Z. So I have a story for you guys. So, I don't know. We'll say when I was, like, 9 or 10. Me and my best friend went to a public pool, and my brother actually was a lifeguard at this public pool. We were swimming and blah, 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 and there was these boys, they were like 12, 13, and they were like kind of flirting with us, and we were younger, and so I like couldn't believe that they were like talking to us, and obviously I was getting all giddy and like excited about it. So we're talking to them, and kind of like, we were kind of like, not like following them, but whenever we would see them, we kind of like stuck around a little longer because we thought they were cute or whatever. I didn't have any bad feelings and nothing like that. Like, I was actually like interested. And then me and my friend went to get a snack. And at this like snack station, you kind of are like set up in a corner. So the people that were swimming or adults or anywhere like that, there was no view of us at that point because we were stuck in a corner. There was a brick wall covering us from everyone else. And there's only one way in, one way out. And we're sitting there eating. I remember I was eating Funyuns and she was eating hot Cheetos. That was like our thing. That was our combo. These boys came over to us and they started talking to us. And they were being really weird at this point. I felt like they were being a little intense, walking us off to where we couldn't get out. And we were still eating our snack and stuff, so we weren't going to leave anytime soon. But it started to make me feel really uneasy because I felt like their mood, the way they spoke, it had changed. Things were different now, and I really just felt like, you need to get out of here, and you need to get out now. I looked at my friend, and I said, hey, let's go. And she was like, wait, what? Like, no. Like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, no, we need to go. Like, I just kind of started to feel really, really, really uncomfortable, which is not like me. I'm usually very much more of like the sociable 30. Like, I was boy crazy at the time. Finally, I get up and they're like, where are you going? Like, no. And I was like, oh, my brother, he's the lifeguard here. He's right there. He's asking for us. And I just like pushed through and I was holding my friend's hand and we like got out and we just like booked it out. I didn't want to see them again. I had no interest in seeing them again. I was like kind of scared. And eventually we like steered clear of them. I didn't see them again the rest of the time we were swimming at the pool. And my memory is a little foggy with all of it, so I won't be able to give you guys details of everything that transpired. But when we were leaving, basically the pool got closed down. Like, everyone was needing to like leave because there was like an accident that happened. And so everyone was like evacuating the pool and like no one really knew what was going on. But as we were going out, and at this time, my mom was actually like there to pick us up. So it like worked out timing wise that we were like already ready to go. But we were walking out and I see police cars literally everywhere. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And my mom's like, what's going on? And I look and I literally see the boy, one of the boys of the three kids or three or four kids, and his head is down onto this squad car and he's getting arrested. And I just like look at him and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so then we got in our car and we drove away and then we saw a helicopter. So that's all I really knew at that point. So basically my brother, he's a lifeguard at the pool, and so he was able to find out what happened. But basically, I believe it was in the front of the building, the kids had gotten a little girl that was around my age and they put a knife to her throat. And the dad saw it and he grabbed, there were like huge, big rock, like boulders, like rocks, like river rocks in front of the public pool. And he grabbed one of them and just started literally hitting the crap out of one of the boys' heads, just smashing and smashing. And they called the cops. Everyone was screaming. There was craziness happening. one of the boys took off, and that's apparently what the helicopter was for, as they were searching for that kid, one of the boys that put a knife to her throat. And then the other one got arrested and caught. And then the other one was injured and probably got taken off to a freaking hospital or something. And the dad also got arrested. So crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, that could have been me or my friend. And yeah, so anyways, just listen to your gut, listen to your instinct. If something is telling you it's off and you need to go or whatever it may be, there's a reason why. And if there wasn't anything, at least you listened and you're good. You know what I mean? Okay. Here's story number two, the anniversary camping trip. I don't think I'll ever forget the night my gut told me something was wrong, and I wish I would have listened sooner. For our 1 year anniversary, my husband and I decided to go camping. We pulled up to the site and immediately realized it was way deeper in the woods than we thought. No other campers, no other tents, just us, completely alone. At first, we were excited about the privacy, but the second I stepped out of the car, I had this weird, heavy feeling that we weren't safe. I pushed it aside and we set up camp. The whole time, neither of us talked much. It was like we were both in our own heads, trying not to admit how it felt. When night finally came, I thought crawling into the tent would make me feel better. Instead, the darkness made everything worse. Around 2 a.m., I whispered, "Are you awake?" My husband immediately told me to be quiet. That's when I knew he heard it too. The crunch of footsteps outside. Eventually, he grabbed the flashlight, unzipped the tent just enough, and flashed it around the trees. Nothing. But he didn't step outside since we didn't have a weapon or bear spray. We laid there stiff and silent until the first sign of morning light. As soon as the sun came up, we threw on our shoes, ran to the car, and sat there for a minute, just scanning the area. No people, no animals, nothing. Eventually, we worked up the nerve to go back to the tent to break everything down. That's when we saw it, a half-smoked cigarette butt sitting right next to our fire pit. Neither of us smoke. We packed up immediately, got the hell out of there, and we'll never go back. My only regret is not listening to my instincts sooner. That would scare the hell out of me. I can't even imagine going camping and you're being hunted by a human than, like, rather a bear. Like, that, I can't. I can't deal with that, okay? That is so scary. I have been to a campsite where I went in and I felt uneasy when we got there. Like, this story I can kind of relate to. And it's actually really funny because ours was not a man, like this story, but ours was a skunk. We were sitting at the fire pit roasting Starburst. Have you guys ever done that? It's so good. Oh my gosh, roast Starburst the next time you go camping. We heard like rustling, like we heard footsteps, and we were like, oh my gosh, like there's an effing bear next to us. So my husband, like, we like got all quiet and we're like wide-eyed freaking out, and my husband just like flashes the light where it was the sound was coming from, and boom, skunk. It was the fattest, nastiest skunk, and I was like, holy shit, a skunk. I was freaking out. I actually have a vlog on it, and I have it all filmed, and it's on my YouTube channel. Actually, it's Whitney Sykes is my YouTube channel, but I haven't posted it in years, but it's on there if you want to go look. But it's like our anniversary camping trip or something. There was a skunk, and I do not know how it didn't spray us. It was eating my dog's dog food. My dog didn't finish her bowl, and so there was still dog food in it, and we didn't know that. So that was dumb of us, but the skunk was just literally eating my dog's food. So I don't know how it never sprayed us, because my husband got way too close to it, but here we are. We live to tell about it. So that's my crazy camping story. Okay, so this next story is from Ask Reddit. And the question was, when has your gut instinct saved your life or helped you avoid something horrible? So this is what it says. I was about 11, and this neighborhood man started kind of hanging around my friends and me sometimes. He was friendly and would buy us junk food from 7-Eleven. My little friend crowd was mostly boys, and it wasn't unusual for me to be the only girl with them. This man started inviting them over for snacks, would give them money for 7-Eleven, etc., and they thought he was the greatest thing. I got a creepy feel and didn't like how he seemed to look at me more than the boys, so I never went to his house. Creep started bringing gifts to my house for me until my mom answered the door one day and told him to hit the road and never come back. The next we heard of him was in the newspaper because he was serving time for interfering with a minor. He sent his victim a Valentine's card from there. I'm grown up now, and I really hope that piece of shit is long dead. I escaped him ruining my childhood, but some other little girl didn't. I think about that sometimes. That's so sad. There is some evil people out there.
I'm so proud of this mom for opening that door and just knowing immediately, like, this is disgusting. Get the frick away from my daughter. And just knowing that it's wrong. So I'm glad she wasn't afraid to be brave and stick up for her kid. Because I think some people, they do have this, like, oh, I don't want to, like, be mean. Like, who knows what his intentions are. But ultimately, it's like, we don't give a F what their intentions are at this point. If that has something to do with my daughter and you're a grown man, like, bringing a gift and we're not related and whatsoever, get the frick off my property. Like, you're gone. So, especially if my daughter expressed that she was creeped out by them to begin with. So, good for the mom and good for her, this little girl. And I'm glad she did not have her childhood ruined by this stupid evil man.
Gosh, that's so horrible. I hate that.
Here is story number 4. This is from Gothic LG. I'd asked for days off to see The Dark Knight in theaters. I had the seniority at my retail job to get the days off and asked 3 weeks in advance for the days. The scheduling manager hated me and didn't give me the days off. I'd really wanted to say F it and go anyway and just go to work on 4 hours or less of sleep. The day rolled around and my gut instinct told me to just go to bed and to see the movie the next week. Had I gone that night, I would have been in the Aurora Theater James Holmes had been in. I'd had 3 friends in the theater that all lived, but multiple coworkers lost friends or family. My dad heard the news break when it happened. He worked nights out of his truck and heard it on the radio. I called my mom frantic to check I was in bed and hadn't gone to the theater since he knew I loved Batman and wouldn't shut up about the movie. I'm glad I went to bed. I saw the movie when it was released to DVD. I couldn't bring myself to see it in a theater. I'm really glad that they listened to their instinct. I'm really glad that they decided to go back to bed and to choose to see this movie another day. It's just so wild to me. Like, you hear about, like, 9/11 stories where, like, I was supposed to work that day and I was sick or I got into an accident or whatever. Like, these things that happen, that it's wild to me. Like, life is so fragile and, like, every choice you make, it all, like, intertwines. I am really glad that Gothic LG did not go to the theater that day. And some of these stories are absolutely heartbreaking and some of them are a little more lighthearted, but ultimately this episode is about when instincts saved me. So it's up to you guys to find out which one was the fake. So start thinking about it. And then next week we will air which one was the fake. So I'm excited for you guys to find out which one that was. Stay safe out there, guys. Listen to your instincts. Know that Joe and I absolutely love you guys and appreciate you. And thank you for all of your support. Subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. We're on all the platforms. We love hearing from you guys. If you guys have any funny stories or crazy stories or dramatic stories or anything Am I the Asshole type of stories that you guys want to share with us, email us at internetfrenzy@gmail.com. We would love to share your stories. Now, if you guys like any of these stores and products, we want to save you guys some money. So listen up here. If you love Bucked Up, that's like the pre-workout. They're the best. It's my favorite pre-workout of all time. Use our code FRENZY20 for 20% off of your entire order. If you love Better Days, I love their Better Greens. Use our code INTERNETFRENZY10 for 10% off. The one and only Chomps, use our code INTERNETFRENZY in all caps for 15% off. Just Ingredients, the code is INTERNETFRENZY10 for 10% off. And all of these codes are in all caps, by the way. So. And then Smoothie Box, INTERNETFRENZY25 for 25% off. And you also could go to our Amazon storefront at any time. And that is Internet Frenzy storefront. So, well, stay tuned for next week. Thank you guys for being here. And we'll catch you next time. Internet Frenzy on 3, 1, 2, 3. Internet Frenzy, trust your instincts. It'll save you. Okay, bye. Internet Frenzy. No pretending.